Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Art is everywhere we look, and Newark's Main Street is no exception. If you pay attention as you stroll down the sidewalk, you can be drawn into one of these pieces of public art and the story it tells. But the story of how these pieces make their way to the public sphere and their purpose is often overlooked. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's University of Delaware summer intern Brendan Patterson takes some time to delve into public art and its place in Newark and beyond.
It's not uncommon to come across one of the many works of public art displayed across Newark, much of it clustered along Main Street and on the University of Delaware campus. The current total comes in at just over 100 works, with dozens displayed along the length of Main Street. Christian Cannonberg says it's not uncommon for pedestrians to stop and snap a photo.
You know, I've had experiences where police have driven by and literally just dropped off a bottle of water to me, or, you know, students or kids have walked by and just sat there and stared with their jaws hanging down. And
Christian Cannonberg is a Wilmington-based artist and owner of Wish, an interdisciplinary art business that works with clients on a variety of commissions. He aims to promote unity between Newark and UD with his mural displayed outside of the Newark Shopping Center. The piece, Newark Bounty, displays both iconic UD imagery, like the Blue Hen and fictionalized UD athletes, along with wider Newark-Delaware symbols, such as the stone balloon and Delaware area code in a distinct blue monochromatic style.
I like to think that it brings about a point of public pride, of community pride.
The process of bringing art from the mind of artists to the public is hardly a straightforward one. Artists must secure permissions from government officials or property owners before even raising the necessary money. Luckily, organizations like the Newark Arts Alliance exist to guide artists through these challenges. Artist and former executive director of the Newark Arts Alliance, Terry Foreman, says roadblocks were common during her time with NAA.
So that can be very daunting for most artists, is to find the right person who can give you permission to use that space, you know, for a mural. A lot of property owners, or if it's a government organization, whoever it is, are always worried that the murals won't be well received or won't hold up well or won't be maintained or maybe the target of graffiti at some point.
Despite the many obstacles, Foreman and other founding members produced numerous works of public art across and around Main Street for over 20 years, like the community mural featured across the street from the Newark Shopping Center. The mural features a scrapbook with photos of monuments from Newark's past surrounded by original characters meant to represent the Newark residents. For Foreman, NAA's art served as a point of Newark community pride, pride she worries is fading under the growing influence of UD.
I think this city of Newarkers, you know, the Newark community overall, wants to see some representation of themselves still having a toe in the game in downtown Newark. You know, they're remembering downtown Newark from the 50s and 60s and even 70s, where, yeah, the university was there, but it wasn't like all omnipresent.
In late April, conversation regarding Main Street took a dramatic turn following the death of a UD student and injury of numerous others after two people attempted to flee from police in an overdue U-Haul. While conversations about how to respond to incidents like that one and keep Main Street safe are a priority, so is maintaining a positive feeling about a place so crucial to the fabric of Newark. Jessica Ball, director of the Delaware Division of Arts, says that's where Newark public artworks can play a role.
We all want to live in spaces that feel beautiful and well-designed, and public art plays a big role in the way that our built environments, you know, make us feel when we're walking down the streets or hanging out at a park.
It's a concept that goes beyond just beautifying spaces like Main Street. Ball says art can help define a place and community on a broader scale by exposing lesser-known features of a local population, like the recently launched American Legion mural in Smyrna, Delaware.
Before the mural, a lot of people didn't know that the American Legion was there, or they just saw this, you know, kind of blank box building and didn't know what it was. And, you know, painting a mural on a very public-facing street side of their building really allowed the American Legion to, you know, show the community that they're there.
Delaware Division of the Arts' latest initiative is a community map detailing crowdsourced location marks for each art piece Delaware has to offer. According to Ball, input from Delaware locals is of utmost importance to help make up for the small size of DDOA's team. While a first pass at making the map has been made, community input is the next step for the initiative. Ball says that those interested can look to their website for a link to submitting unidentified pieces of artwork.
There is no statewide public art map, and so we're excited to build it out with the community.
In Newark, where the city evolves alongside the University of Delaware, a unique opportunity arises. Artists' work can break down walls that often separate communities of temporary students and longtime locals by embracing each of these communities equally and connecting them through their shared experiences. Luckily for any aspiring artists ready to take on that challenge, there's already the example set by those who previously took the plunge.
Yeah, I mean, that my goal is to make, you know, make and continue for Newark residents and or students. My goal is to make those people proud of not just the mural, but how it represents where they live.
In Newark, I'm Brendan Patterson, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks to Delaware Public Media's University of Delaware summer intern, Brendan Patterson, for enlightening us this week.